Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The followers of Christ are exhorted to beware of those who speak false words, which turn men from their own steadfastness. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Peter even reiterated the teachings of Paul when he wrote, as also in all his, that is, Paul's, epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. The errors of which he speaks are not always easily recognized, because the deadliest of errors are set forth not by those who have a complete disregard of the Bible, but by those who wrest or twist the Scriptures. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. This is why the Lord has given gifts to his church, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Paul warned the Ephesian elders that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. The age in which we presently live is one in which the truth is evil spoken of. And there are many who call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The prevailing winds of our age sets forth the sanctification of the saints as being a cooperative effort, with both man and God taking a part. We have often heard men say such things as, the life you have is the gift of God to you, but what you make of it is your gift to him. And God helps those that help themselves. It is quite common for men who profess faith in Christ to speak about improving themselves through their own effort and dedication, or to consider that while the blood of Christ is sufficient for their past sins, it is now up to them to deal with those in the present. This doctrine is like a siren song, which lulls many into relapsing to their natural understanding that they become pleasing in the Lord's sight by their acts of obedience, and thereby merit his favor and blessings by the same. Paul dealt with this very issue in his letter to the Galatians. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All of the blessings of God in redemption, justification, and sanctification are bestowed upon the true sons of God by and according to his promise, and not by any obedience seen or foreseen in them. By nature, men have the law principle written on their hearts, which causes them to believe that they can earn favor with God by their actions, or forfeit it by the same. By nature, men believe that they can go to heaven by being good, and or enjoy a measure of prosperity by their own action. It is only when they are taught the true nature of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that they are set free from the law of sin and death. The first work of the Spirit of God in the sons of God is to convince them of their own sin and utter barrenness to perform any activity which could either deliver them from destruction or cause them to gain the favor of God. The sum total of all of the righteousness of the sons of God is the righteousness of Christ Jesus the Lord. He has made his people every whit whole, and shall present them before his Father in that very state. He is our performer and perfecter, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. What is your place of glory?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.